This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Iran is responsible for an attack on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman. The two ships were left adrift Thursday in the Gulf, which is one of the key lanes for the world's oil supplies. Pompeo said on Thursday at the State Department his assertion was based on intelligence, the weapons used, the level of expertise needed to carry out the attacks, and recent similar attacks by Iran. Pompeo added that the attacks will not change the Trump administration's policy.
Iran is lashing out because the regime wants our successful maximum pressure campaign lifted. No economic sanctions entitle the Islamic Republic to attack innocent civilians, disrupt global oil markets, and engage in nuclear blackmail.
A U.S. official told Reuters news agency the United States had video showing Iran's military removing what Washington believes was an unexploded limpet mine from the side of one of the tankers. Iran's mission to the U.N. said it categorically rejects the U.S. claims and condemns it in the strongest possible terms. President Trump is facing criticism from both sides of the aisle after saying he would be open to accepting political dirt from a foreign power, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
I thought I was done being shocked at anything President Trump could or would say.
But Delaware's Chris Coons is.
Everybody in the country should be totally appalled by what the president said.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats saying the president's essentially inviting more election interference next year.
It would strike at the very heart of our democracy.
Mitt Romney is among the Republicans calling out the president, who defended himself this morning, tweeting he talks about everything with foreign countries and it would be ridiculous to have to tell the FBI about all his contacts. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA.